Morning, Scott. It's Chef Philip Dell. How's it going?
Yeah, good. How are you?
I'm exhausted. Great American Foodie Fest is an absolute blast. Thousands and thousands of people from all over the place are there just eating up all the grub, listening to the amazing music, and having a great time.
So I saw you post a picture of a giant colossal rib on a stick. I am definitely stopping by your booth.
Outstanding. Yes, in fact, we had so many that went over so well yesterday. I had to place a bigger order for Saturday because I know we're going to have a really, really busy day. All those SOS listeners are going to come out and see us.
Okay, Chef Philip, honestly, if I'm doing ribs and all I have is a grill in my backyard, not like a big giant smoker, just a normal grill, what's the key to doing great ribs for my family or for doing a barbecue?
Slow it down. Slow down your cooker. If you can do an indirect heat where you can have one side on high or on a medium heat and then the other side where it's off, put the meat on the off side. And then about an hour and a half into it, flip them so that they're, just rotate them. And just keep it low and slow the whole time. Usually takes, in a gas grill, like a Weber or something to that nature, it usually takes about 3.5 hours or so. You just have to kind of watch it. Don't over-season anything. If you put a seasoning that's got sugar on it, you want to make sure you don't burn it. So that's why it's even more important that you keep those temperatures low. You're looking for a great temperature of approximately... I like to cook my ribs around 275.
Now, Robert and JD are going to have the SOS booth out there tonight. They'll be hanging out. I'm probably going to stop by on a Saturday. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a blast, man. I can't wait to see everybody there.
So are you doing some demos on the stage or what?
The stage is just to my right. So I'm just off the stage. You can't miss me. It's a big blue setup. It says Chef Philip Dell Presents on it. And I stand up on the back of, I have a patio that's on my trailer. And I stand up there and I talk. And do a demonstration right there by the stage, draw the audience in, and I even call people up on stage to help me out.
All right, well, I'll see you at Great American Foodie Fest this weekend, Chef Philip.